last week on the political front has either been profoundly depressing or the kind of farce even my powers of snark are helpless before. In the former column, the acquittal of Chris Kahui has been a cue for the usual suspects and some people who really should know better to want to sacrifice the rule of law on the altar of public sentiment. As far as farce goes, I'd place the sight of National Party Industrial Relations spokeswoman Kate Wilkinson and Housing Minister Marion Street not so much being thrown under the bus by friend and foe alike, but lovingly sacrificed to the omnibus of doom, while some reasonably serious questions about their respective gaffes go unanswered. If anyone is even asking them, that is. So, it's time to be semi-cheerful and mark a passing that got somewhat lost in the media shuffle. Sidney Pollack died on Tuesday of cancer at the age of 73, and over his half-century career, he's directed 21 films, produced 44 more, and was a sometime actor. By his own admission, he wasn't a great shooter or visual stylist. But is that a bad thing? Pollack did something even more valuable than being a genius. He worked on the assumption that, as he put it, it is not impossible to make mainstream films which are really good, that treated their audiences like they had a brain and a heart. And for me, the proof of his thesis is Tootsie, the only comedy in his filmography, but one that can still make me laugh even after 20 years. The plot, like all grand screwball comedies, sounds ridiculous and brief. Dustin Hoffman plays Michael Dorsey, a neurotically fastidious actor who is such a pain in the butt, nobody will hire him, until he becomes Dorothy Michaels and auditions for a soap opera that makes Shortland Street look like Chekhov. Getting the role in drag is easy enough, but then he falls in love with his co-star, who thinks she's being hit on by a lesbian, gets a marriage proposal from her widowed father, which leads to Michael's even more neurotic girlfriend thinking he's gay. Then things start to get really complicated when Dorothy Michaels becomes a star and the producers want to extend her contract indefinitely. When Dorothy is finally exposed, his plea that "I was a better man with you as a woman than I ever was with a woman as a man" might sound hellishly trite, but the farce is tempered with a generosity of spirit, wit and precision, even genuine poignancy, that the likes of Knocked Up and the 40-Year-Old Virgin and the interminable Scary Movie franchise don't even aspire to. I guess the joke's on us after all.